This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center doing the fabulouser job by the day, so we appreciate his help. He's our producer. Matt Cotrillo is our news director here. We got a full staff of folks making our broadcasts happen every day. On the news line right now, Ilana Jaco. I'm sorry, Ilana, I've forgotten the proper
pronunciation. Jaco is correct.
All right, I had it
first time.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm sorry about that. Ilana Jaco is on the line, director of communications and outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, still new on the job. How's your first months and into your first year going running the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership?
Oh, everything's going great. I started with a position back in November, so I've had a couple months to kind of get situated. I've been with the Greenway since I was an AmeriCorps member, actually. So I've really kind of, you know, shifted into the position nicely, and I'm really enjoying, you know, working with my other cohorts here.
And does the Greenway have an office now? I know for a time they were able to do most of the operations from remote locations. Is that the case now?
Yep, that's correct. We're still remote. You know, it just works out for us since our work is mostly on parks, trails, and communities. So it's just kind of business as usual for us.
If folks aren't familiar with what the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership is, please explain what this group and what this sort of this entity is.
Sure. So in order to understand what Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, or SGP, as we like to shorten it, is, you'll have to know what the Greenway is, the Susquehanna Greenway. And the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities right along the Susquehanna River. And what SGP does is we work to build connections between these things so that you can walk, bike, or paddle from town to town along the river.
And I always think of it sort of as the you are familiar with the Poconos, which doesn't have any sort of defined boundaries, but is a, you know, set of snowy capped mountains and all that sort of thing up in the Northeast. So we have the Susquehanna Greenway, which is centered on and around the Susquehanna River. And in terms of the partnership, who are the allies? What's the funding? What are the deliverables? Explain what you're doing.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit, so we're grant-funded. We receive a lot of funding from DCNR and lots of other grants, lots of wonderful sponsors. We are a partnership, so we work with a lot of different organizations. So it's really great to keep those relationships up, you know, especially during this time, and continue to work together to get people outside and enjoying the outdoors while they can.
And as for the deliverables, what do you do? I see the website's certainly pretty vibrant. I know of sojourns. I know the photo contest gets done. Some other things that you deliver to the Valley.
Sure. So we do every year. Again, you know, things are kind of up in the air right now. But we typically have Rivertown cleanup, you know, in April. We do a photo contest. We have, which really gets people out along the river in our towns and communities, exploring the outdoors in another kind of way through the arts. We celebrate those winners with a Susquehanna Scenes and Sips event, which is kind of like an opening reception with wine and drinks and, you know, just to gather the photographers together and people from the community to gather and celebrate, you know, these beautiful photos along the river. And we do a sojourn every year. This year we're exploring a Susquehanna Float and Films, which will combine a short sojourn with a paddling film festival, which is actually an international festival, and SGP is going to host it this year at the Campus Theater in August.
And as for the sojourn itself, do you have a destination picked out?
Sure. So both the sojourn, which again is going to be a shorter one since we're combining it with the paddling film festival, is going to be also August 8th. It'll be from Milton State Park, paddling down the river to Lewisburg, and ending that destination Lewisburg. The Campus Theater is right there, so we'll invite paddlers to come on over to the theater and see how, you know, a paddling opportunity right in their backyard along the river is really, you know, on par with international destinations worldwide. And, you know, you get to see some really great films from across the world.
right. Well, we'll keep our eye out for that, and as that gets closer. Is the Greenway doing a little bit more outreach, encouraging folks during this time of non-essential businesses being closed to get outdoors, enjoy the, you can't, it's a little too cool yet to do too much water activities, but hiking and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, it's a tough time. The social hubs of our communities are closing. Events are being canceled. But the outdoors is not closed. You know, we're encouraging people to get outdoors. Physical activity is really essential for, you know, not only your physical health, but your mental health. It reduces stress, which is, you know, another important factor during this time, and even improves the functioning of our immune systems. So you can, you know, we offer opportunities to get outdoors. You can find your local trail or even a paddling itinerary if you want to get out on the river on our website, which is SusquehannaGreenway.org. We do encourage that, you know, you don't travel far. You utilize your local community's resources. And if you're a river in a river town on the Greenway, you likely have a park or a trail right in your backyard. And therefore access to this greater Susquehanna Greenway network. Again, the state parks and forests are open, but facilities are closed, so just be aware bathrooms, campgrounds, offices are going to be closed, but you can still get outside. You definitely want to check websites and with your towns before you go out, just in case certain ones are closed. Let's see. So, yeah, just keep that in mind that... you should take certain precautions before you leave your homes and go out and get outside. But it's a great time, you know, something that we definitely need. You go outside and you see people are kind of, you know, you're getting cabin fever. You need to get outside and get some fresh air. But again, we do emphasize that it's great for our health. Outdoor activity is great for our health, but you do need to maintain social distancing. Try not to go out in groups of 10 or more. Maintain the 6 feet recommended distance when encountering other people along the trails or in parks. Avoid touching your face or your hands to your face when you're out. It's always a good idea to bring hand sanitizer or hand wipes. And, you know, since things are always quickly changing in this time, you do want to make sure you're up to date. Check the CDC for guidelines as they continue to provide updates.
And you have resources on your website where folks can get information about how to, you know, to avail themselves of some of these trails and things they may not know about?
Yeah, so you go on our website. We have a search bar. You can type in your town or location, and if there's a trailer park near you, you'll have a search list that pops up, and you can explore from there. And we have parks, trails, we even have paddling itineraries on our website. And, you know, all we ask that you stay safe. If you're going to be paddling, a PFD or a life jacket is required through April 31st during the colder months.
All right, SusquehannaGreenway.org is the website. Alana will give you the last word here. Anything to add to our conversation?
Just another last mention of our photo contest. It's in its ninth year and opens April 1st. Categories are landscapes, river towns, Susquehanna adventures, and wildlife this year. So we're really excited to see what people come up with. It's, you know, another great way to get outdoors during this time, just through photographs and art. And again, we just encourage you to get outside for the mind and body, and being out in nature and the outdoors can be that little shot of happiness we need during these times.
Oh, amen. That sounds great. Well put. Thank you so much, Alana. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you again, and we'll certainly try to see you in August, and we'll go from there. Thank you, Alana.
Pleasure being here.
I do appreciate that. Alana Jaco is Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, and she is an individual who's making sure that folks go to SusquehannaGreenway.org and utilize some of the resources that are available there to help make the best of the outdoors.